Four players on nerve-wracking missions to retrieve this, the treasured jackpot counter from the depths of our machine. They've got 10,000 reasons to give it their best shot right now on Tipping Points. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Sylvia, retired hotel manager from London.
I'm Neil, a carpenter from Gloucester.
I'm Stacey, a PA from Surrey.
And Carl, a beer quality executive from South Wales.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Points. So in round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you'll have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into our machine, or if you think it's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters that come out of the machine will be worth £50 to your score, including our mystery counters, which of course come with a bonus prize. But even more excitingly, there are two new additions to our machine, the double counters. One of those falls for you, it will double the entire value of your drop. As always, the player with the lowest score at the end of the round will be going home with absolutely nothing. So do keep your eyes on the double counters because they can be game changers. Everybody ready? Hands on your buzzers. Here comes your first question. Which edible nut shares its name with the largest country in South America? Carl.
Brazil?
That's right. It is the Brazil nut, Carl. So your choice first. Would you like to play or pass?
I think I'll play, please.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go for drop zone four, please.
Let's line up drop zone four for Carl. Good luck, Carl. Let's see if you can get some money. Oh, it's a nice drop. Very clean settle. Is that where you wanted it?
Just about there, yeah.
Oh, crikey, Carl. Thought that's just about to drop. Oh, it's just being held up underneath, isn't it? So, Carl, I'm afraid that's a counter into the machine, but nothing in the bank. Next question. In August 2014, which Oscar-winning actress married Brad Pitt in the south of France? Sylvia.
Angelina Jolie.
You're absolutely right, Sylvia. Yes, you get to put a counter in the machine or you can pass, Sylvia.
I'll have a go on drop zone four.
You set it up nicely. Let's light up drop zone four for Sylvia. OK, get your timing right, Sylvia. Let's see if we can get you some money. Yep, you got it nice and flat.
Not bad.
Is that where you wanted it, Sylvia?
Well, it's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Oh,
you got hold of Carl's.
Oh.
And there's three across the tipping
point.
It is good. It's a lovely start. £150 for those three. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank, Sylvia. You're off the mark. £150 in the bank, and you've still got two counters left to play. Well done. Next question. According to the Bible, the three wise men presented gold, myrrh, Sylvia.
Incense. Oh.
And which other gift to the baby Jesus? Frankincense. It just went, didn't it? You got the end of the word, just forgot the beginning.
Yeah, that's right.
So, Sylvia, I'm afraid we have to take a counter from you. That's gone into the penalty pot. You'll all be playing for that at the end of the round. Just the one counter left now, Sylvia, so use it wisely. The ambient drop there in front of drop zone four hasn't affected anything, though. Next question. The Battle of the Little Bighorn, fought in 1876, is sometimes known as Custer's last... Neil?
Stand.
Yes, Custer's last stand indeed. So, your choice now, Neil. Do you want to play or pass?
I'll play, please.
Where you
drop zone three, please, Ben.
Let's light up drop zone three for Neil. Oh, it's a quick drop. Nice settle as well. Is that the side you wanted it?
Not really, but hopefully it should bring something.
Something over the shelf's always a bonus.
Exactly.
What about the tipping point? There's your money right there. £150, Neil, with your first drop. Three counters. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That draws you level with Sylvia, both on £150. Well done. OK, next question for everybody. On a standard UK Monopoly board, which square is in the corner diagonally opposite Go? Neil.
Free parking.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Misspent youth.
Misspent youth. So, Neil, do you want to play or pass?
I will play, please, Ben. Drop zone four, please.
OK, drop zone four for Neil. A Another good settle. Oh, we just got it. What about the tipping point? We're going to collect some more.
Come on.
Oh! Oh no.
Set up nicely. Yeah.
You do not pass the tipping point. You do not collect any money, Neil. I'm afraid, Neil, you stay on £150 with one counter left to play. Next question. From 2003 to 2011, Arnold Schwarzenegger was governor of which, Neil?
California.
US state, indeed, it was California. Would you like to play or pass?
I will play, please, Ben.
Where are you going to go?
I'll play Drop Zone 4, please, Ben.
Let's load up Drop Zone 4. It's not going to take much, is it?
Be kind, be kind.
Oh. Yeah.
Go flat.
Carl
go flat,
likes
go
it.
Go flat.
What do you think, Sylvia? Looking good?
It's not bad.
What about you, though, Neil?
Nervous.
They're going to drop for you. There we go.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
This could be good now.
Come on, come on. Come on, come on.
That's very good.
It was worth persevering with Neil, including the one that threw itself out of the machine. That's eight counters across the tipping point. £400 just for that drop. Let's take it from the machine, put it into your bank. So, Neil, you now have £550, but you have used all three of your counters, so for the time being, you're out of the round. So, next question is for Sylvia, Stacey and Carl. In the game of rock, paper, scissors, which item beats the rock? Carl.
Paper.
It is paper. Well done, Carl. So, you win that. Do you want to play or pass?
I think I'll go up the other end, please, for Drop Zone 1.
OK, let's load up Drop Zone 1. Go to Drop Zone 1. Bouncing around, you got it down. Stacey's nodding, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I think
good
it looks
place.
Good.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
There. Is that mystery Come counter going to go?
Oh!
Well done, Carl. Three across the tipping point. £150 for those three. You can take that from the machine and put it into your bank. So you've not only got £150, but one of our mystery prizes. You've won a clay pigeon shooting experience, courtesy of wish.co.uk.
Oh, smashing.
Lovely Great. Stuff. Bit of yep. shooting and some money, importantly. You are off the mark. Next question for Sylvia, Stacey and Carl. Retired English footballer Paul Scholes spent his entire professional career at which Premier League club? Sylvia.
Manchester United.
Absolutely right, Sylvia. Yes. Would you like to play or pass?
I think I will have a go at Drop Zone 3, please.
Let's light up Drop Zone 3 for Sylvia. See if we can get you some more money now, Sylvia. Mm. Are you ready? Okay. Oh, it's riding, Sylvia. Oh. Timing was a touch off then.
Shame.
Could you get a little nudge somewhere?
No. Ah, oh, never
Nothing
mind.
Nothing more to add, I'm afraid. So, Sylvia, you stay on £150. Mm-hmm. So, for the time being, you've used up all three of your counters. You're out of the round. So, Stacey and Carl, just the two of you left in. Next question. Which small mammal lives in a nest called a dray? Carl.
Squirrel.
It is a squirrel, Carl. Yep, well done. Do you want to play or pass?
I'll play, please.
OK, where do you want to go?
And I'll go for Drop Zone 2, please.
Let's light up Drop Zone 2 for Carl. Can we add to your £150?
Hopefully.
Quick drop. Oh, that's riding too. Can we get something? Oh. You got a bit of a nudge, but it's never going to be enough. Your timing, like Silver's, just slightly off, I think, Carl. So you stay on £150, having used up all three of your counters. Like Sylvia and Neil, you are out of the round for the time being. Yes. So, Stacey, just you left in. Because it's just you, you don't need to use your buzzer, but you do need to give me the right answer to each of these three questions if you want to put those three counters into the machine. You need to do it in the allotted time as well, otherwise I'll have to take them from you, so it's worth trying to have a guess.
OK.
Stacey, here comes your first question. Limoncello is a flavoured liqueur from which country?
Italy.
Yes, that's right. Well done, Stacey. So, where would you like to put your first counter?
I'll try Drop Zone 3, please.
Let's start up Drop Zone 3 for Stacey. Get you on the board now, Stacey. Quick draw. Is that where you wanted it?
I really wanted the other side. But
the other side.
We'll see.
It's flat.
Oh, that's something.
Not quite enough of a push
no.
there. Just split them. So nothing for that one. So you have two left to go, Stacey. Here comes your next question. In the popular American sitcom Frasier, what was the name of the title character's brother? If you don't know it, you don't know it. It's Niles Crane. So we have to take one of those counters, Stacey. That goes into the penalty pot. There's now two that you'll all be playing for at the end of the round. OK, it's getting tight now, Stacey. You've got one last counter, one last chance to definitely put one in the machine if you can give me the right answer to this question. The endocardium is a thin layer of tissue that lines the inside of which organ in the human body?
Eye?
It's not the eye, Stacey, it's the heart.
Oh.
Carl knew it.
Yeah.
So, Stacey, we have to take that last counter from you. That goes into the penalty pot as well. So, as things stand, Neil has £550. Both Sylvia and Carl have £150. Stacey is yet to get any money, but it's not over yet. There are three counters in our penalty pot. All up for grabs as I ask one more question. If you buzz in and give me the right answer to this question, you will put all three counters into the machine. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, you will be frozen out. Stacey, this could be your last chance to go through, so you need to try and give me the right answer if you can. Good luck, here comes your penalty pot question. Mayo and Sligo are counties of which European country? Carl.
Southern Ireland.
I can accept that, yeah, Ireland or the Republic of Ireland, Southern Ireland indeed. Carl, well done. You get all three of these counters. Stacey, that means I'm afraid you're going home. Carl, you can just have some fun. Where are you going to go?
I'll go for drop zone two, please.
Let's light up drop zone two. Yeah, that's more like it. See if you can get at that double as well. Yeah, there we go. Ooh. Lovely. Oh, very nice. Lovely stuff. Carl, that's 10 counters across the tipping point. £500 with your first drop. Still got two more to go.
I'm going to stick with drop zone two, please, and hope it goes the other side.
Let's do that. Light up drop zone two, please. It's flat.
Come on.
Get a little bit more movement on the double. Let's shift that
over.
There we go.
Oh.
Where's that silver one going?
Yeah. Oh.
Another one. It's another £50. We're up to £550 in the machine. And you've got one more to put in, Carl.
I'm going to be predictable and go for drop zone two, please.
OK, light up drop zone two. I have set out very nicely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just riding.
Is it?
Flew down. It's a really hectic drop. Can you get some movement? A bit, but not enough. You had a good go already, though. £550 in the machine. Let's take it and put it into your bank. And that changes the scores considerably. Carl is now our leader with £700. Neil has £550. Sylvia, £150. Stacey, I'm afraid, with nothing in the bank, we have found your tipping point. Thank you for playing.
Thank you.
So join us after the break to see which of the day's three remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Sylvia, Neil and Carl have all survived to play in round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of those bonus double counters. The player with the lowest score at the end of the round will leave the game with absolutely nothing. Carl, you won the penalty pot, put yourself in the lead. So, it's your choice. Would you like to take on the machine first, or would you like to ask Neil or Sylvia to go instead?
I think I'll bite the bullet and go first, please.
OK, 30 seconds for you then, Carl. Every time you give me a correct answer, you get another counter to put in the machine. If you're not sure of the answer, just say pass and I'll move on as quickly as possible. Your time starts now. The word mutt is a slang term for which domesticated animal?
Dog.
Correct. Which pop star is the daughter of British actor Keith Allen?
Lily Allen.
Correct. How many players are there on a hurling team?
Six.
15. Oof. Charles de Gaulle Airport serves which European capital city?
Paris.
Correct. In 2007, Ban Ki-moon became head of which international organisation?
The UN.
Correct. Which Jane Austen novel features the character Jane Fairfax?
Pass.
Emma. Fashion model Cara Delevingne was born in which country?
Pass.
The UK.
Oh.
You've got four correct answers, so four counters to put into the machine.
Right.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go again for drop zone two, please.
OK, let's load up drop zone two.
Stay over the right.
Oh. How's that?
This looks good.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Oh, just a bit of a gap there, wasn't there? So you've nudged it a bit further over the top shelf, but they're not going to drop, Carl.
No.
Three to go. Where now?
Drop zone two again, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone two.
That looks good.
That looks good.
Like it.
Fingers
crossed.
Sitting it over it. There we go.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes, please. Oh! Oh.
Always the worry about going first. You can often fill a few gaps on the top and bottom shelf. You're filling them up, but nothing's dropping for you, Carl. Not to worry, you've still got two to go. Where now?
Drop zone two again, please.
We're going to stick with it, please.
Yes, please.
Drop zone two. They're all going towards that way, aren't they?
Yeah.
Is this the one that unlocks it?
Ooh.
Could be.
Come on.
There you go. Worth waiting for, Carl. Eight across the tipping point. That's £400. And you've still got one more to put in.
I'm going to have a change this time, please, and go for drop zone three.
OK, line up drop zone three, please. That double is just hidden on the bottom shelf there as well. Oh! Just a hectic drop. And that's a rider. So you're not going to get anything else to add. So, Carl, you finish up with £400 in the machine. Let's take it and put it into your bank. And you have £1,100. Well done.
Lovely.
So, Neil, you're currently in second place, so it's your choice now. Would you like to take on the machine or would you like Sylvia to go instead?
I'm going to be gentlemanly impassed to Sylvia.
Oh, thank you.
That's quite all right.
Yeah, here we go then, Sylvia. 30 seconds for you to try and answer as many questions correctly as you can. Your time starts now. Pilau and patna are edible types of which grain?
Rice.
Correct. Robert Plant was the lead singer of which iconic 70s rock band?
Led Zeppelin.
Correct. In May 2014, Tim Sherwood was sacked as manager of which English football club?
Oh, pass.
Tottenham. In the 1950 Disney film, what were Cinderella's slippers made of?
Glass.
Correct. Which popular board game shares its name with part of the human skull?
Pass.
Cranium. Who won a Pulitzer Prize for his 1955 play Cat on a Hot Tin Roof?
Somerset Maugham.
It wasn't Somerset
Maugham. Oh, it was the other one, Tennessee Williams.
That's right. Sylvia,
yeah.
Three counters, three correct answers. You can do a lot of damage with that if you get them in the right place. There are, of course, two doubles still in the machine.
Drop zone three, Ben.
Let's start up drop zone three, please. Quick drop, which you needed. And it's flat.
Oh.
What do you think, Sylvia?
I don't know. I'm not very hopeful.
There you go. Could be eight draws you level with Neil.
Oh, no.
Nothing yet. Still got two more to go, Sylvia.
OK.
What would you like to do now?
I will try, please, drop zone three.
Then. Light up drop zone three, please. Just paid off. Taking a risk with your drop, Sylvia, but it's flat. Oh, go on!
Oh.
It's just pinned. That's okay, though. That is flat. That's not riding. See if we can get you some money here, Sylvia.
About
need
time.
Some. There you go.
Oh.
Two across the tipping point. That's £100. That's a start. And you've got one more counter to put in.
I'm going to try drop zone two, please.
Okay, let's change it up. Drop zone two, please. Good shove. That double could be yours, Sylvia.
Oh, not today.
It's a good, clean drop, wasn't it? But is that the
no,
one space
the wrong,
on the shelf?
Wrong side. No.
Unfortunately, it was. So, Sylvia, that's not going to be enough, I'm afraid. Let's take the £100 from the machine and put it into your bank. That means you finish up with £250. So, I'm afraid that means we're going to lose you. You're going home. So, Neil, we come to you. 30 seconds for Neil, please. Time starts now. Yesterday in Hey Jude are songs by which Liverpudlian band?
The Beatles.
Correct. In the human body, in which limb is the radius bone located?
The elbow.
The arm.
The arm.
The Winter Olympics super combined skiing event consists of downhill or super G and which other discipline?
Pass.
Slalom. The state of West Bengal is in which Asian country?
India.
Correct. In 2013, which comedian released her autobiography, Bonkers, My Life in Laughs?
Pass.
Jennifer Saunders. In July 2014, who was appointed the new Foreign Secretary during the Cabinet reshuffle?
William Hague.
It was Philip Hammond.
Oh.
He took over. Neil, you got two rights. Two counters, two chances to catch Carl, who is £550 ahead of you. Where are you going to go?
I'd like to go drop zone three, please, Ben.
Let's line up drop zone three. There you go.
I wanted it.
Let's have something over that shelf.
Come on. Oh.
Ooh. Now, it's going to come for that double. You can just see hiding. OK, so not that time. Could it go this time? You've got one more, Neil.
Yeah, I'll go with drop zone three again, please.
Let's slide it up, please. Need it in the same place, didn't we?
Yeah, come on, stay right.
Oh, oh. No. Something over.
Nothing.
Ah! Oh, she can be cruel. That is the stacked top shelf. The bottom shelf's ready to go. You're not going to get at it, I'm afraid, Neil. So you stay on £550. And the scores are as follows. Carl is way out in the lead with £1,100. Neil is in second with £550. Sylvia, I'm afraid that means with £250 we have found your tipping point. Thank you for playing.
Thank you, I've enjoyed it.
So it's Neil and Carl who'll be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. But now for your chance to win an amazing £16,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. Wayne Rooney is famous for playing which sport? A, football, B, tennis, or C, cricket? Text your answer A, B, or C to 63339. Text cost £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Call 0904 161 3030. Calls cost no more than £1.54 pence from BT Landlines. Other networks may be higher and mobiles considerably more. Or post your name, answer, and telephone number to TPT05 PO Box 7558, Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Entries made after the lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday will not be counted but may still be charged. Good luck. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where just two players remain, Neil and Carl. Very well done, gents. You've seen off the ladies. It's just the two of you going head-to-head now. Carl, we have decided you have officially the best job in the world.
Thank you very much.
Tell the nation what you do.
I'm a beer quality executive.
A beer quality executive.
I swim round in beer all day.
Now, I'm not sure how you get to do that job, but if there's any chance I could have a crack at it.
I'm sure I'll put in the word for you.
Brilliant stuff. Neil, you're a young father.
I am.
You've got two kids.
Yes.
What do you got?
I've got two daughters, one called Alexandra, she's five, and one called Isla, she's 9 months.
Now, does Alexandra know that Daddy's coming on Tipping Point?
No, I don't think. If I'd have told her, I think she'd have been going on and on and on about it.
So you're hoping to do her proud?
Yes, hopefully. Hopefully Fingers I don't embarrass her too much.
No, not remotely. Good luck to you, Neil. Good luck to you, Carl. It's time to find out which of our contestants will be taking on the machine for our £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you're each going to be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me a correct answer, you put the counter into the machine. If you give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round will be playing for £10,000. Carl, you're in the lead by £550, so it's your choice. Would you like to take the first question or would you like to pass it to Neil?
I'll take the first question, please.
OK, here we go, Carl. First question for you. In the 1996 film 101 Dalmatians, who played the role of Cruella de Vil? You can pass this, Carl. Have a good think about it. Do you think Neil might know?
I'm not quite sure of her second name, so I'm afraid I'm going to pass it.
He's passed it over. Neil, you've got a five-year-old daughter.
Hoping you wouldn't do that.
You watched the film with your daughter?
A long time ago. There's only one name that comes to mind. I'm going to go for Meryl Streep.
Gone with Meryl Streep. What were you thinking, Carl?
Angelica Houston.
Angelica Houston. OK. So, Carl passed it. Great opportunity for you to steal, Neil. You've got to close this gap somehow. Let's find out. Is the answer Meryl Streep? not. It was Glenn Close. Remember?
Yeah.
So, Carl, great pass. You keep the counter. Where are you going to put it?
I'm going to go for drop zone 3, please, Ben.
Let's light up drop zone 3.
I hope it goes on the right. Oh, it's flat. It's
flat. What do you reckon, Carl?
It looks good.
It does
hopefully
look good, doesn't it?
There you go.
Oh, yes.
Now then, there's a bit of a gap on the tipping point there.
Yeah.
Oh, 4 across the tipping point. £200 for those 4, Carl.
Great.
Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. You're up to £1,300.
Smash it.
OK, Neil, your first question. What word links a popular biscuit and a European royal dynasty? Have a good think about it, Neil. You don't have to answer, of course. But would Carl know?
I think he does, so I'm going to have to go for it. I'm pretty sure it's not custard or bourbon. The first thing that came to my mind was McVitie's, but it doesn't sound right. I'm going to have to go with McVitie's. I'm not 100% sure.
You're going with McVitie's?
Yeah.
You could have passed this to Carl. Carl, do you have any ideas?
I think it might be Garibaldi.
You would have gone with Garibaldi.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Having a bell, Neil?
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
OK. You went with McVitie's.
Yeah.
That famous European royal dynasty. Let's find out if you're right. Is the answer McVitie's? No, it was bourbon. Bourbon was the answer, Neil, not to worry. Carl, great news for you. You steal that counter so you can extend your lead here.
I'd go for drop zone 4, please, Ben.
OK, let's load up drop zone 4, please. Down you go. Could be good, that, couldn't it?
Looks
settled
good.
Down. There you go.
Oh. Yes.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh! Just the one. Looked like you were going to get a few more. Yeah. Just the one for that steal. That's £50. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank, Carl. You edge up to £1,350. The mystery counter in drop zone 4 has just dropped down to the bottom shelf, but nothing else is affected. OK, here we go, Carl. And we come to you for your second question. The penny black postage stamp bears a portrait of which British monarch?
I'm quite confident about this one. I think Queen Victoria.
I think it's Queen Victoria. What would you have said, Neil?
Yeah, I'd said exactly the same.
You would have said the same?
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out if you're right. Is the answer Queen Victoria? Yes, well done.
Good.
First one was issued in 1840. Carl, you get to put another counter in the machine. Where are you going to go?
Again, I'm going to go for drop zone 4, please.
Light up drop zone 4. Quick drop.
Ooh,
it snuck up, but it is flat.
Yeah, good.
Can you get something over there? Is it going to be enough?
Please, come on.
Not quite.
Ooh, no.
It's not going to go, I'm afraid. This could be an opportunity for you now, Neil. We just need you to get this right.
Okay.
Second question for you here, Neil. Which bear, famous for his love of marmalade sandwiches, was created by Michael Bond? You can pass this if you're not sure.
I'm quietly confident of this one, although I have been wrong in the past. I'm going to go for Paddington Bear.
Paddington. Carl, what would you have said?
Yeah, I'd have said Paddington.
You'd have gone with Paddington. Let's find out. Is the answer Paddington Bear? Yes!
Good.
Darkest Peru, of course.
Yeah.
Great stuff, Neil. A chance for you to get some money now. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to chance it and go drop zone 4, please, Ben.
OK. Let's light up drop zone 4. 16 before you level. Get down. Right, we need something over that top shelf. We need a few, if possible. Oh, man! Hard luck, Neil. You gave it a good crack. There was just another hole there, wasn't there?
Yeah.
So, nothing to add to your score. You stay on £550. Carl, you are still on £1,350.
Yes.
Yeah. Next question for you then, Carl. The cathedral in which small city in Cambridgeshire is sometimes referred to as the Ship of the Fens?
I think I know this one.
OK.
I think it's Ely Cathedral.
Ely Cathedral. What would you have said, Neil?
The only one I know, to be, well, two I know, is Gloucester and Salisbury, so I'd have gone for Salisbury.
You've gone with Salisbury and hoped it was in Cambridgeshire?
Yes.
Let's find out. Is the answer Ely Cathedral? Yes, it is. Well done, Carl. That's a great answer. Really good. So, here we go. Carl, what would you like to do?
I'm going to go for Drop Zone 4, please.
Light up Drop Zone 4, please. Oh, it's a rider.
No.
Goodness me.
No.
Another twist in this tale.
Oh.
Nothing to add to Carl's £1,350. So, Neil, you have one last chance now, one last question. The chemical process of desalination is designed to remove which substance from liquids?
I'm quietly confident, once again, of this one. I'll play, and it's salt.
Salt. Yeah. Carl's nodding.
Yeah.
He thinks he's right. This is your last chance to get through, Neil. We need this to go green. Is the answer salt? Yes, it is. Well done. Right, here we go. Now, where are you going to go?
I'd like to go Drop Zone 4 again, please, Ben.
OK. Drop Zone 4, light it up, please. Too far over. Yeah. We need 16 counters.
Oh, come on.
You got some, Neil. We got some in the end.
Yes.
Two counters over the tipping point, which is £100. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. And at the end of the round, it was too big a mountain to climb, wasn't it? Carl, you are today's winner. Very well played.
£1,350.
Neil, I'm afraid, with £650, we've loved having you on, but we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you very much. Really enjoyed it.
So well done, Carl. You've made it through to our final. In a few moments' time, I'm going to ask you to put this jackpot counter into our machine. It's a little bit bigger, but it is a whole lot better. Carl, if you can get it out again, you're going home with £10,000. Can Carl master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. First, for your chance to win an amazing £16,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. Wayne Rooney is famous for playing which sport? A, football, B, tennis, or C, cricket? Text your answer A, B, or C to 63339. Text cost £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Call 0904 161 3030. Calls cost no more than £1.54 pence from BT Landlines. Other networks may be higher and mobiles considerably more. Or post your name, answer, and telephone number to TPT05 PO Box 7558 Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Entries made after the lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday will not be counted but may still be charged. Good luck. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. It's Carl who is today's winner, and he's managed to get £1,350. Very well done, sir.
Thank you.
Here we are, we're about to take on our machine for £10,000.
Yeah.
Now, someone told me that you've just taken up a rather interesting hobby.
I've started making cheese.
Really? And what sort of cheese are you making then?
Caffili and cheddar.
How long does it take to get a cheese that you can eat?
You can make cheese and eat it the same day, ricotta and stuff like that.
Right.
But cheddar, they obviously take longer then to mature because I like a strong cheese. Anyway. Like,
oh, so the longer you leave it, the stronger it gets?
The stronger it gets,
OK. Yeah. So if you were to win £10,000, would you spend it on the missus or would you spend it on some decent cheese-making equipment?
I'd like to spend it on a nice holiday.
Oh, that'd be good.
But I've had orders. I think it's going to go on a kitchen.
Oh, really? Oh.
So we might sneak a holiday in there as well.
OK, well, Carl, good luck. Now we're going to find out if you're going to win our £10,000 jackpot. In a few moments, I want you to put that jackpot counter into the machine. If you want to go home with £10,000, all you need to do is get it out again, and here's how you're going to do it. I'm going to show you six question categories. For each category, you can choose to play one, two, or three counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question will be, but, of course, the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get that jackpot counter out. The double counters don't have any effect on the jackpot counter, but they still do apply to the other counters that drop. So keep your eyes on them, because if you don't get hold of the jackpot counter, it can still mean you leave with an awful lot of money. What we want you to do, though, is go home with £10,000.
Yes, please.
So, first thing we need to do is put the jackpot counter into the machine. What are your thoughts there, Carl?
I think it's going to go in Drop Zone 4, please, Ben.
OK, let's load up Drop Zone 4. We've used it four times so far, Carl. This is the one that we really need to get nice and flat.
Yep.
Yes, there you go.
Good.
Bouncy old drop, wasn't it? Ricochet all over the show. Shift some of that around and about. It was all waiting to go for someone. OK, so we're stacked on the bottom shelf, and there's three that have dropped across the tipping point, so that's £150 straight off the bat. £1,500 in the bank. Jackpot counter nice and flat towards the left of drop zone four. Let's have a look at your endgame subjects. Money, food and drink, science, Eurovision, history and film. You can take them in any order you like. So when you're ready, if you want to give me your first one, and for how many counters?
I think I'll get Eurovision out the way, because I don't think I'll be that wonderful on that one.
Eurovision for how many?
I'm going to go for three, please.
Might as well. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Eurovision for three counters, please. At Eurovision, the UK, France, Germany, Spain and which other country have guaranteed entry to the grand final each year?
Right, yeah.
Sweden, Ireland or Italy? Any ideas?
They've won it a lot of times, so I think it may be Ireland.
Would you like me to light it up?
Yes, please.
OK, we're going to take Ireland. So, by virtue of the fact that they've won it plenty of times, does that guarantee them entry? That's what we hope.
Hopefully.
OK, let's find out. Is the answer Ireland? It's Italy, you know.
Oh, right.
It's all to do with how much money you're willing to pay up front.
Indeed.
To put the whole thing on.
Oh, well.
So, unfortunately, that's one out the window.
Yeah.
We've got five to go. Money, food and drink, science, history and film.
I'll go three for food and drink, please.
All right. Three for food and drink, please. The Asian spice, galanga, is a type of what? Root, leaf or seed?
Right, galanga. I've heard of galanga. Okay.
Do you like Asian food, Asian spices?
I do like spicy food and that type of thing, so... I'll go for a leaf, please.
Leaf?
Yeah.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
Let's take leaf, then. Any reason why you went for leaf over root or seed?
Just something in the back of my mind.
Galanga. Sounds like a leaf.
Yeah, hopefully.
Let's hope so. Is galanga a sort of leaf?
Oh,
it's
dear.
Root. It's very similar to ginger.
Is it?
No. OK, so here we go. We've got four categories to go.
I'm going to go for science, please.
OK, science for how many?
I'll make it three again.
Right. We need a science question for three counters, please. Which of these gases is heavier than air? Neon, hydrogen or krypton?
Well, hydrogen definitely is... is a lighter gas. I'll go for neon, please.
Okay, why are you going for neon?
I got a feeling that the old ones, when they used to break the neon tubes, they used to say that the gas used to fall out of them. So I keep my fingers crossed.
When you say the old ones, you mean all the old boys that were electricians and
yeah,
what have you? And the old lighting tubes.
That's right, yeah.
Should we light up neon?
Yes, please.
Okay, let's light up neon. OK, which of these gases is heavier than air? Is it neon?
Oh! Dear me.
Krypton.
Right.
Hydrogen
Superman.
Is the lightest. OK, let's have a look at the categories. Money, history and film.
Let's go for money, please.
For how many?
For three, please.
All right, we need money for three counters, please. Which English city launched its own currency in September 2012 in an effort to keep trade within the city? Bristol, Bath or Bradford?
Bristol and Bath aren't that far from where I live. Bradford is up north.
Which one of those do you think it might be?
I'm torn between Bristol and Bath, but then... I'm going to go for Bath.
Why Bath?
Bristol's a very busy city anyway. Bradford, I don't know an awful lot about Bradford, although I have got a cousin living there.
If it's Bradford, he's screaming at the screen right
now. I expect he is, yeah. No, I'll stick with Bath, please.
OK, should we light it up?
Yes, please.
All right, Carl, we need this. Let's take Bath, please. Right. We've had a very bad run so far
in
this round.
Yeah.
So we really, really need this to turn green. Is Bath the right answer? Oh,
no.
Bristol!
Next door.
It's called the Bristol Pound.
Yeah.
It's literally down the road from
it
you.
It is. It is.
OK, now then, Carl. We've got two categories left. History and film.
I'll go for history, because I think I'll need film to last.
Right, we're going to say film, and we're going to go history for how many?
I'd rather go for three.
We've got to go for it now.
Yeah.
History for three counters, please. Who was the American president during World War One?
Right.
Woodrow Wilson. Herbert Hoover. Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Herbert Hoover came to mind first off, before the names came up. But as soon as I saw Roosevelt, I thought, oh, American history. Mm.
Do you know much American history?
Not an awful lot. I'm going to go for Franklin D. Roosevelt. It's not my first thought, and they always say you should stick with your first thought, but I'm torn now. There's something in the back of my mind keeps putting me back to Hoover, but I don't know why. Let's go on my first instinct, Herbert Hoover.
Shall we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to take Herbert Hoover, please. This is for three counters. And to finally get started, Carl.
Be nice.
OK. Is the answer Herbert Hoover?
Oh, no.
Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, no.
Hoover was in the early 30s. He had to deal with the Depression.
Of course he did, yeah.
Right, we have one more category to go. So film for...
It's got to be three, hasn't it?
All right, we're going to have a film question for three counters, please. Which actress played Toriel in the Hobbit film series directed by Peter Jackson? Evangeline Lilly, Jennifer Connelly, Kate Blanchett. Have you seen the films?
I've seen the films, I've read the book.
Toriel. Do you remember the character at all?
I'm going to go for Kate Blanchett. She was in The Lord of the Rings and there were characters then in The Hobbit, so...
Which actress plays Toriel in The Hobbit film series directed by Peter Jackson?
Right, what the heck? I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to go for Jennifer Connelly.
Are you sure?
Kate Blanchett was in the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Does that character Toriel ring any bells?
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Well, her name doesn't ring a bell, but I'm going to say Evangeline Lilly.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
Let's take Evangeline Lilly.
She doesn't ring a bell, to be honest.
Brilliant.
So that's the one to go for, isn't
it? That's the one to go for. Well, let's face it, all the other answers you've chosen because they rang a bell.
Exactly.
And you've been absolutely wrong with every single one.
Exactly.
OK, let's find out. Is the answer Evangeline Lilly? Yeah! I feel like you just won the jackpot.
Yeah, indeed. It does feel like that.
Oh. Kate Blanchett plays Galadriel.
Galadriel, that's
yeah. Toriel isn't in the books. It was one of the characters that Peter Jackson put in to spice up The Hobbit. Good old Evangeline means that you can actually press that button in this round.
Nice.
Where are you going to go?
Drop zone four, please, Ben.
Light it up. OK. It is nice and flat. Do something over. Oh, come on.
Not this word. Come on.
Machine's teasing you now. OK, so nothing for that one. Two to go.
Drop zone four, please, Ben.
Light it up, please. Flat.
It's in the gap.
It is a bit of a gap. Can you nudge those?
It'd be nice to get over. Something over. Oh, dear me.
I'm not sure we've done a final round that's not had anything out of it, Carl.
Thank you, Ben.
It's the tipping point first. There's a stacked top shelf. We've got loads on the bottom shelf. You're going to clean the whole thing out with this go.
I'll go for drop zone four, please.
Light it up, please. Come on now, machine. Be good.
Here we go.
This is the one. Right.
Come on.
Surely we're going to get a few over. Come on now. There's a few. There's a few more.
Oh, good, 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 good.
Oh, well. Kept us waiting. What a way to finish. What a way to finish. 11 counter spell.
Yes.
They've been waiting to go for you. A lot more respectable. £2,050
Very nice.
In the machine. Now then, We're out of categories and we're out of questions. Usually at this stage, I offer you three last counters for all of that money, one last opportunity to try and leave with £10,000. Given how it's gone, I think I know what you're going to say, and bearing in mind where the jackpot counter is, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Would you like to take the trade or would you like to take the money?
I'll take the money, please, Ben.
I think that's very wise.
Yeah, it's been a great time.
Have you enjoyed yourself?
Yes, I have. It's been good fun, really good fun.
Carl, you've been a cracking contestant. It all just went a bit pear-shaped,
as they
say. The
wheel fell off at the end, didn't it?
So Carl leaves with £2,050. He's also got some clay pigeon shooting to be doing. The one thing he didn't get anywhere near was that jackpot counter. Join us next time when the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.